SBS Radio.
I am Bertrand Tungandami on NITV Radio, and I'm in conversation with Gamila Royman Corey-Turt, founder of Deadly Science and New South Wales Young Person of the Year 2020. Corey-Turt is passionate about animals and sharing his love of science and the natural world with Indigenous students. He's also one of the most anticipated participants in the upcoming World Science Festival in Brisbane, slated to take place between the 24th and the 28th of March. Corey-Turt is joining us ahead of his appearance at the Science Festival to give us a preview of his participation at the event and also update us on his activities promoting STEM subjects in the community. Welcome to NITV Radio, Corey.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Now, tell us about your participation in this upcoming World Science Festival in Brisbane. What talk will you be giving there?
So I was on a panel with the amazing Millie Telford and a couple of other amazing, deadly young ladies who are doing incredible work in the STEM field. You know, it was an honour to be on this panel, and I can't wait for everyone to see it. It's going to be really great.
One of the things you champion is just getting young Indigenous kids to get involved in STEM science. How is the participation of young Indigenous women in this since you've started? Actually, you've been contributing to getting them involved in this area.
It's really great. It'd always be better. We want to get more young Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women into STEM and young people. Our people are the first scientists. We're the first astronomers. Country looked after us, but we're the first ecologists, we're the first forensic scientists. And it's so important that First Nations people in Australia, everywhere, have a voice in science. For a long time, our kids get pushed towards sport and art, and they're great things. But actually, our people have a natural epiphany with science. You know, the observation and the learning, that's been throughout our history as a people. I really think that more Aboriginal kids should get into science because I think it's pretty deadly.
One of the questions at the World Science Festival is why aren't we listening to Indigenous voices when it comes to science, and in particular in some areas like climate change?
You only know what you know, and you only know what you allow yourself to know.
Yeah.
So for a long time we've been told lies about Aboriginal people that aren't true, and for some people that takes a long time to reconcile. We've had 270 years of lies fed to us about Aboriginal culture. For some people, it's hard to reconcile, but we're coming around. It's slow burn, and, you know, I think with the young ones coming through are really deadly, and they're really, you know, smart kids, and I think that they're listening to their ancestors, and we're finally, you know, we're on the right track. It's just going to take time.
And coming back to your organization, I was looking at the figures. Last year, over $50,000 donated. What a great feat.
It's really great. It's been a little bit more than that, but with that money, we've been able to do more programs, send more resources out.
Yeah.
We're even starting to translate some STEM resources back into language, like robotics, because we want our deadly scientists building robots and building all different sorts of stuff. So, you know, not only we put more resources out there, we've actually been able to do some more, undertake some more programs and build websites, you know, do some more stuff that increases our capability to get resources out there and inspire young, deadly people to do STEM and science.
$50,000 and 6,500 books. How do you distribute that? Tell us a little bit more about the logistics of getting all this equipment around and how you're dealing with it. Tell us a little bit more about the logistics of getting this thing done.
Put it this way, it costs about, it last time I went to the post office for 8 boxes of books, it cost me about $1,500.
Wow.
So it's very expensive. But you know what? It's worth it. You know, the books and the resources I send, I call them spark books because, you know, if a kid picks it up for 5 minutes, they get an idea and they build a passion, then it's so worth it. And if a kid can learn how to read by deadly science books, that's the greatest achievement at all. You can give me any awards that you want in the world, but nothing is better than having kids reading and being, you know, being strong, resilient people. And I just think it's really important. I've got my own book coming out called The First Scientist in October. And I've been talking to a lot of elders and a lot of people around the country about this book. But, you know, it's important that we create STEM resources that relate to our people as well.
Yeah.
So I want all deadly scientists out there reading and being able to make their own decisions and come up with their own, you know, ideas, and, you know, we just need to foster that.
We have to commend you for all the awards you've collected, so many, and award, I should have put that in the introduction, award-winning scientist, and also helping, and you've also created awards for Junior Scientist Awards, and you've distributed Deadly Junior Scientist Awards. You actually value.
Yeah, I think it's so important to acknowledge the young people that we work with when they do well, and, you know, sometimes when they do well, they don't get much acknowledgement, but when they do, we, you know, give them an award and helps empower them, helps them feel, you know, part of something. And I think that's really important, because everyone needs to be acknowledged when they do well, because when you do well, you want to be able to feel success. And I think, yeah, you know, young people going to school and trying their best, that needs to be rewarded, and it needs to be rewarded in a special, non-symbolic way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, non-tokenistic. It needs to mean something. And our Deadly Junior Scientist Awards are earned.
Yeah.
They're not given.
Coach, you had a busy day. Just, if you can wrap up for us, what you'd be presenting, and if there's any message you want to put out there to the community.
So I'll be producing a podcast for National Science Week, and I'll also be on a panel with some deadly young ladies that are doing incredible stuff around Australia. And my last little thing is, there's two things we all need, and it doesn't matter where you come from, what your background is, and that's passion and purpose. My challenge is to everyone to find your purpose through your passion. So if you're passionate about something, you are deadly young people that are passionate about something, encourage them. Encourage them to find that passion, because the chances are they're going to put 110% in, and they're going to be amazing at it.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, Kurito.
Thanks for having me.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.